Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We're continuing the important halachas of Bayir. Even though it's a little complicated, but it's very important. We're continuing the halachas of Bayir. We started last time talking about preparing for the Suda. The halacha is that one of the three conditions in order to be allowed to do Bayir has to be for immediate use. And we said that before a Suda, that's called immediate use. That means even though you're serving 400 people, and to serve 400 people, the Suda takes, preparation for the Suda can take 4 or 5 hours. You're allowed to already do Bayir in those 4 or 5 hours because that's all considered immediate use since it's all for preparation for the Suda. Now, the mice of the price can come out that you have to figure out when you're going to start the Suda and how long the preparations take, and that's how long you're allowed to do, you start the Bayir. But if you cannot leave a buffer zone of an hour after preparation before the Suda, that's not called immediate use. It has to be straight until the Suda. Of course, if it's, you just try to figure it out, you approximate. You don't have to know exact. You do approximate amount it takes you to set up. Of course, if you're off by a few minutes, it's fine. And then you're allowed to start doing Bayir already in that time frame, even though we said we're doing the Bayir first, they do afterwards other preparations, but the entire preparation of the Suda is allowed to be done before the Suda. Now, you're only allowed to prepare the things that needed for this Suda, but you can't decide, you know, once I'm doing the Bayir, I'm going to make now salad for Shal Suda as well. And I'm going to eat a Bayir by peeling the vegetables with a knife and different things like that. I cannot do Bayir now for later, even though I'm doing some of it for this Suda. I cannot make extra on purpose for the next Suda. But if you made for this Suda and you had extra, of course, you'll have to use it for the next Suda because I'm not even making Berevach. I'm not even making a lot for the Suda, of course, just in case. But I just can't have Das Lahedya on purpose to do it for the next Suda. Now, the suffix is like this. Are you allowed to select the item from the mixture and do Bayir now in the preparation time in a case where even after you prepare it, it still needs time afterwards? For example, you want to take something out of the freezer. Now, a lot of times in the freezer, it's a Shaila Bayir, you have to pick it out. So I need it for this Suda, so it's immediate use. The only problem is when I take it out of that freezer, it still needs 4 hours to defrost. Is that called for immediate use or not? So it's a big machlokes ha'pasuk. Well, lemaisa, you can be mekel and consider that immediate use because lemaisa, the only way to prepare for the Suda is by taking it in now and waiting for it to get defrosted. The only shaila will be is you cannot do this Friday night. For example, it takes 4 hours to defrost. Now, you don't want to wake up 8 o'clock in the morning to take it out of the freezer. So you say, I'll take it out the night before. There it's a problem because you don't need all that time from the night before until the Suda in order to have that food ready. So that would not be called for immediate use. So in a case where you take something out of the freezer with the Shaila Bayir, in a case where the Shaila Bayir, you should not take it out the night before because that's getting into a problem of Bayir and there it would be ready in the middle of the night when it gets defrosted. That doesn't count being right in front of the Suda. Another example of something that has to need some time, sometimes you prepare a salad and you want the salad to soak in the liquid a little bit, cucumber salad, you want the salad to soak in the liquid a little bit. There also, it's mutter to do the Bayir less than an hour before the Suda because it needs like 45 minutes to sit in the juice. That would be mutter because all part of the preparation is called immediate use and it could be makel, even though it's machlokes b'chayim, it could be makel on that if it's for the Suda and it needs some time, you'll have to be makel and that's called for immediate use.